Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm your host, Christine Upchurch, and we're talking here from the studio, KKNW AM 1150 in the Seattle area, reaching across the world on Transformation Talk Radio, and also reaching you through your televisions on cable radio network. Welcome, everybody. Today, our topic is transforming your life in obvious ways through subtle energy. You know, many of us are on our journeys, whether we know it or not. Sometimes we're kicking and screaming. Sometimes we're doing it in a very conscious way. Which way do you do it, Benny?
Oh, wow. There's so many options, so many possibilities.
Do you kick and scream or do you?
Well, that's one way. I don't really tell anybody that. I usually try to get out in the environment, you know, just kind of calm down.
Uh-huh.
My twins really help me out because I'm usually kind of stressed out here.
Right. How old are your twins now?
They are almost just after two.
So they're
two months today, or in 2 days, actually. And I usually try to get with them because the simplicity of their minds right now helps me completely.
Oh, yes.
After from being so drained out here.
Children at that age are so in the moment, which teaches us an important lesson, doesn't it?
Yes, to calm down and enjoy life.
Yeah.
At a young age.
Well, you know, there are many things that we do, and it might be getting out into nature or connecting with young ones or animals. It might be more intense. It might be a spiritual practice, you know, meditation, prayer, various types of things. It might be long-term psychotherapy. It might be deep tissue massage. Sometimes when things are out of balance enough, we might reach for something like surgery. I mean, there's a multitude of things we do to keep us on the healthy path where we stay centered and we're working to live a happy, healthy life. But have you ever heard the expression, less is more? Today, we're going to be having a conversation about taking a different approach to healing, a different approach to transforming your life and stepping into your joy, your connection, and your well-being. And today, we're going to be talking to some very bright lights. As you probably know, I have taught healing across the world. I've taught to thousands, and I've come into contact with some amazing people and amazing healers. Today, these three women are people I have hand-selected over the years to work at my center who are those bright lights, who do have something more. Not only that have the gift for healing and know how to get in there and connect, but also they're very wise women. They've been through the ringer, so to speak, and they've learned so much, so they're wise as well. So we're going to have a panel discussion about how to heal and transform your life through subtle energy and energy healing. My first guest is Peggy Snow. She's been active in the healing arts world as both an energy medicine practitioner as well as a licensed massage therapist in the Seattle area. She's trained in multiple modalities. She says that she trusts in the body's natural ability to heal given the right impetus and has come to recognize that powerful shifts can occur by working with subtle vibration in the quantum field. She's the office manager and a practitioner at Stellar Reflections. Welcome, Peggy.
Thank you, Chris. It's an honor to be here.
My next guest is Katie Owen. She's worked with natural healing field for many years. She's a nationally licensed massage practitioner. She initially worked with clients using a hands-on approach, but she always felt an inner calling to something more. Through some chance encounters, some of which have involved me, it led her to energy work, and she's trained in a variety of modalities. She's also a Stellar Reflections practitioner. And she says this is her true calling. She loves facilitating sessions that can lead to healing on all levels. Welcome, Katie Owen.
Thanks, Chris. Great to be here.
And the third woman on our panel today is MJ Edge. She's had 20 years where she studied a variety of bodywork styles, both non-touch, energetic, and touch. She had chronic back pain, and years ago she found her way to craniosacral therapy. After one session, she knew she had to learn the work. She's now a licensed massage practitioner who does the craniosacral. But with the craniosacral, it gets both the physical and energetic bodies engaged to release both so that healing can occur. She, too, is a practitioner at Stellar Reflections. And, you know, for one modality or another, I have personally trained each and one of these women, and I'm so impressed with them. MJ, welcome.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'm excited to be part of this.
And welcome to all three of you. So, you know, today we're going to be discussing taking this alternative approach, this hands-off approach where we're working in the quantum field to facilitate transformation and healing. First, I'd like to ask, what is healing? How do we define healing? You know, I think that once upon a time, most people thought in terms of healing was getting rid of symptoms, you know, cutting the tumor out, or, you know, no longer having to deal with your allergies because you're taking medication on a daily basis. But what is healing? Peggy, how do you define healing?
Well, I think one simple explanation might be to move from a place of dis-ease to a place of ease on whatever level that might be.
Uh-huh. So what are the various levels that can occur?
You know, there's the physical level, and I think that's the level that happens when we've ignored maybe what exists on all the other levels, being the emotional and the mental, spiritual levels.
Right. And so when you go from dis-ease to ease, how does that manifest?
It becomes movement, I think. Life is movement. And if once movement gets released, I guess, the body's allowed to balance, and the body wants to go there. That's just part of our nature.
Ah, I like that, that our body wants to go back into balance. Yeah, I do think that's our nature.
It allows it to self-correct. We're designed that way.
Right. Now, Katie, does healing always look like eliminating some symptoms, or can it look somehow different from that?
Well, in my experience, healing sometimes is not quite recognizable when it's first coming to you. And a lot of people might have their initial reaction be somewhat, temporarily so, but somewhat on the negative side. And they might think, what did you do to me? But I think that, you know, as with any body, energetic, physical, you know, any part of us, in order to come into balance, like Peggy was talking about, you have to move through the imbalance. And so it might be a little rough on the way out.
Right.
But it's temporary. And I feel like, you know, and it's also an ongoing process. It's not like, boom, you're healed. Mm-hmm. Every day, there's a little bit of healing taking place.
Well, you know, I think when we come into human form, we not only experience the limitations of not having, you know, easy access to source, if you will, easy access to that flow of energy and light that connects us to source, we create some obstacles along the way. And sometimes releasing those obstacles can be instantaneous, mm-hmm. but sometimes, oftentimes, we have to go through a process. MJ, with craniosacral, have you seen people sort of processing through their release of whatever is stuck in their body, mind, and spirit?
Absolutely. It manifests in so many different ways. You can see a body just somehow take on a different level of calm. The tissues will physically feel less tension in them, and you know, someone's eyes, instead of kind of squinting at the outside edge because they're in pain or because they're thinking too much about what's going on, it just softens. And there's absolute visual signs, as well as the body has heat releases as the tissues release. Blood flows to the area, gets a lot of heat. It flushes out. You know, skin turns colors. It's beautiful to be part of that and to witness it.
Right. So you said an important word, MJ, witness it. And I think that some of the most effective healing happens when we show up and do our thing, be it in the quantum field or through subtle touch, and allow things to somehow get communicated with, like, and connected with, like, a higher level, with information in the field, so to speak, and then the release occurs. And it's interesting because I know, like, in the movie The Living Matrix, there's talk about the science of healing, and they've discovered that healing does not begin in the body. For instance, physical healing doesn't begin in the body. It actually begins somehow beyond the edges of the body. It's like there's information that's obtained from that field, as Lynn McTaggart calls it, surrounding the body, that tells the body what it's like to vibrate in a healthy way. So it's a matter of getting that information somehow into the person's body, mind, and spirit, and allowing that healing to occur. So, Peggy, what kinds of healings have you seen? Can you just give us an example?
Well, I can. I can think of a couple that come to mind quickly. There was a woman I worked with last month, and we do a number of different kinds of sessions at our center. And she happened to have one of the activations that we offer, the 222 activation.
Right.
And in the moment, you know, she noticed a few subtle things. She said she felt like her system noticed some balance that it really hadn't been aware of before.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a couple of physical sensations that she noticed. And I said, well, just keep aware in the next few days of what unfolds. And a couple of days later, she came to our center because she was training to do some of the work that we offer. And she said, you know, ever since I had my session, I'm feeling happiness that I've never felt before.
Wow.
So that
never felt before.
Never felt before. So that was quite a profound experience.
Yeah, and you know,
an honor to be part of it. You know,
so often people think in terms of the physical healings, and the physical healings are great. We want relief from our physical ailments, and we definitely see that at our center. This is powerful work, and yet those emotional healings are so profound. And we're going to talk more about this when we return. I'm speaking to practitioners from Stellar Reflections, some amazing healers. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to The Christine Upchurch Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's new book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to address the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and transform these emotions into catalysts for confidence, self-worth, and success. Get your copy now and visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Brighter future with the Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Would you like to discover and bring forward your inner divine feminine and emerge, rebirth, rejuvenated and regenerated, restored to your original five-body blueprint? Join me, Patricia Iris Cairns, author and expert on the divine feminine, March 22nd and 23rd in Baltimore, Maryland, to birth this beautiful energy into your life. Register now, info@patriciairiscairns.com. That's info@patriciairiscairns.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm talking to MJ Edge, Katie Owen, and Peggy Snow, all healers who work within the quantum field. Now, if you were listening to the Stellar Reflections Minute during the break, I was talking about how scientists are able to measure that we have light emanating from us. This concept of an aura isn't just the spiritual concept that some people, you know, are able to see, but rather something that can be scientifically measured. Now, when somebody has an imbalance, be it physical, emotional, or mental, it actually shows up as a bit of a hole in the biofield, that energy field surrounding a person. There are actually ways to measure this scientifically. And in fact, Konstantin Korotkov from Russia, he's from St. Petersburg University, he's developed a device called the electrophoton capture device that is actually able to measure a person's biofield. And there are medical practitioners around the world who use this. So this concept of working within the field isn't so crazy, because there is a part of you that exists there. And the way I think of it is, it's like we are, as human beings, open to the flow of source. It's not like, okay, well, we've got, you know, here's our soul and it's contained within the edges of this body, but rather we are open to this connection to being so much more. And when we are healthy and happy, that energy, that light flows through us freely. And when there is stagnation, we end up having issues. So many of the people who come to us have one form of stagnation or another, or they're on their spiritual paths and really want to open up to more of that flow. Katie, have you worked with somebody who was going through a transformation and you saw some sort of shift?
Yes. You know, almost every time I'm in a session with someone, I see things that amaze me, and I'm always surprised. And I remember this one man that was on the table, and he just kind of was generally depressed. And when I was working with him and my hands weren't on him, I saw his head start changing shape. It was like there was a ball underneath his, he was bald, so I could see. There was a ball shape underneath his skin of his head, and it was moving around, and his head was kind of just shifting and changing, and I was standing there with my mouth open. Right. I had never seen anything like this.
And you tend to have a bit of a second sight anyway, don't you?
I guess so.
So maybe it was on the physical level and maybe not. Yes.
Yeah, you never know. I saw it. I don't know if anybody else did.
Right.
Because there was no one there but me and him. But, there was definitely some rearranging going on in there. And when he, you know, when we were finished with the session, he sat up and his eyes were clearer. Mm-hmm. He just looked like a different man. He looked smoothed out. And I talked to him a few days later after his session, and he said, you know, you warned me about the after effects. I might be a little tired. He goes, I went to a party that night and I was more social than I've ever been. I had a great time. I went for a run the next day. You know, he just was like that darkness lifted off of him.
Right. Right. And you know, it's so much fun to see. I mean, over the years I've done thousands of sessions and I've seen some amazing physical healings. You know, suddenly, you know, somebody who's had a range of motion issue for 5 years and they've had surgery and physical therapy and all that, within a few minutes, suddenly the pain is gone and they can, you know, they have full range of motion. You know, I've seen people with chronic illnesses and within the course of a session or two or even three have it go away. But there is something really wonderful about seeing somebody light up. You know, we have this expression, you know, that person's a bright light. Well, I really think that there's a literal aspect of it where that light is actually flowing through us more freely when we are connected to source, when we, you know, have that ease within our body. And so watching that kind of transformation, I don't know, really jazzes me. And I think it does everybody else here.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So, MJ, what kind of shifts have you seen with craniosacral?
One of the most profound ones was actually with a little child. He was roughly two. He couldn't really speak. He was making animal noises, but he couldn't really form his words. And
how old was he, MJ?
Actually, he was almost two.
Okay, wow. So that, yeah, normally a child would begin to speak around age one or at least by 18 months. So that's pretty late not to be speaking.
Well, when his mom, she was telling me that when he was born, his head was really kind of oddly shaped, and, you know, as babies are.
Right.
And she just left it because she figured, well, that's just how his head's supposed to be.
Right.
Well, he had a completely flat spot on the one corner of his head, totally flat. That should not be.
Right.
And it was the speech centers in the brain were being compressed. And in a matter of 2 or 3 minutes of just holding, like Peggy had said, you know, the body wants to be well. It wants to be right. Just holding his head while he's sitting on the floor, you know, again, two-year-old sitting still for a few minutes, amazing.
Yes.
All of a sudden, I heard this big pop, and his head shifted. All the bones that had been compressed came out and filled out and completely rounded off.
Wow.
It was truly one of the biggest gifts to be able to see that and to watch him shift. And within 2 or 3 weeks, you couldn't shut him up.
Fabulous. Oh, what a wonderful story. You know, MJ, it's funny that you talk about this because I had one of my sons, he had this issue with sort of an asymmetrical forehead. And it developed sometime in the first 6 months. And this is before I knew you. And I found my way. And I went to the doctor and the doctor says, you know, there is some issues with his head. It's a little, you know, abnormal. I want you to go into Children's Hospital, which is a wonderful children's hospital here in the Seattle area. And so I went and saw somebody, and he talked about how it's probably, you know, doesn't need to be treated, but if we wanted his head to be normally shaped, you know, he could be in one of these helmets for a couple of years. And I thought, I don't want to do that to my son. Then I happened to find my way to a craniosacral therapist. It was actually a doctor who did this. And it was the same sort of thing. She worked on his forehead for probably, oh, I don't know, you know, 20 minutes. And he was lying there calmly. It's not like this hurts or anything. It's just very, very gentle. Just the same sort of thing. Well, his forehead was completely normal after that session. And that's what got me really tuned into this concept of less can be more. So, yeah, this is amazing. And you think about all the children who go through childbirth trauma. You know, the head has to go through a lot or go through a little. Let's put it that way. So, yeah, what a beautiful story. And now he's talking and he's normal.
Totally.
And all it took was some gentle touch and some knowledge and knowingness of what to do and less is more. So I know both Peggy and all three of you, but, you know, Peggy, you too have been a massage therapist for many years. What got you excited about going from this concept of touch, hands-on, to hands-off?
Well, I've always been well aware that presence means a whole lot in the equation, the healing equation.
Right.
And I have kind of a calm, gentle approach anyway when I've done massage. And I've been aware of the power of the energy field. And so exploring that just seemed like it was natural to me. To witness, you know, someone's wholeness really is what you're doing in that moment of presence, that being with another. And
oh, wow. I love that. I have to interrupt you. Witnessing their wholeness. Mm-hmm. We sometimes forget that, don't we? We come in here into this world and we put on these blinders of the human body and the human psyche, and we think we're not whole. And yet you're talking about, as a practitioner of whatever modality, witnessing their wholeness.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very powerful to be that witness for someone else and to not try to direct things necessarily, but hold a kind of a neutral space, a space of receptivity that invites their system into receptivity as well, which kind of brings in a magical element somewhere in the middle.
That's beautiful. I think about how when working in the energy field, and I think also working with subtle touch, there's an aspect of entrainment, vibrational entrainment. Yes, you know, we have this light going through us. We have this light emanating from us. We are vibrational beings. I mean, that's something that scientists have been able to actually to verify. And like acupuncturists have known this for centuries. And certainly people working in the field of energy healing have known this for a long time as well. But there's an aspect of shifting the energetics of the field through entrainment, kind of like by recognizing this wholeness, by recognizing that the person has the ability to be healed and there is this connection to perfection, so to speak, that allows the entrainment for them to feel the vibration of, oh, this is what it feels like to be whole. This is what it feels like to be healthy. That's beautiful. And I think that witnessing is so important. So, Katie, when doing a healing session, where do you go to in your mind?
I try to just stay out of the way, actually. Uh-huh. You know, just show up and breathe. But, you know, when I was listening to what you were just saying, every time I work, I feel my best. That's why I love this work so much. Because it does, you know, you talked about the entrainment and how that vibration is there. And you can't help but, you know, get some of it.
Right.
Or all of it. I don't know how much I get. But I feel my absolute best when I'm working on someone.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And, you know, through giving, we receive, I think, tenfold or, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. Okay, the statistician doesn't have to have a number of what it is. But, you know, it we get more than we give. And it's a wonderful thing to be in that space of accepting the perfection of the universe, even if it's just for a moment. Because, you know, sometimes our minds will wander off to, you know, oh, you know, I'd really love to fix this for the person. But we know that the best thing we can do is to stay back and say, okay, we're just going to hook them up to perfection mm-hmm. and let the universe figure this out. Because if it goes through my concept of what's right for them, through my mind, through my ego, that actually may interfere with
Definitely.
The healing process.
Right. Right.
So that letting go and getting out of the way, as mm-hmm. you said, Katie, is so important. Well, we're going to go to a few break. We're going to go to break for a few messages from our sponsors right now. This is Christine Upchurch. I'm talking to MJ Edge, Katie Owen, and Peggy Snow here on the Christine Upchurch Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
People say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm speaking to three bright lights today, and you know we're hanging out in the studio here with Benny and getting pretty silly on the break. But I do want to remind everybody that laughter is really good for healing. Laughter moves the energy. Laughter opens us to the flow of source. So laugh any and every opportunity you have today.
And it burns calories.
And it burns calories. I like that.
Spring and summer are right around the corner. It's bikini season. I'm looking forward to it. So I'm going to laugh as much as I can.
Yeah, I imagine totally gonna. Laughing works the core. And
oh, see?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's important. That's important. Okay. Maybe we should change the show from healing to jokes. Anyway.
Or Benny in a bikini. No. Let's not.
I hope you don't wear the Speedos. Oh, sorry. I don't mean to offend anybody, you know, any of the men out there who wear Speedos. But
it's the European look. It's totally
it. It is the European look. Anyway, we diverge, don't we? I'm speaking today to three women who are all healers who work in the quantum field. And we've been talking about healing and transformation. Oh, and by the way, if you've got any comments or you've got any questions to share, please call 800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819, because we'd love to hear from you on the Christine Upchurch Show. Anyway, we were talking about healing, and sometimes less is more. You know, I know that I have worked with people who have had everything done. You know, they've gone through, you know, the therapy, the massage, the surgery, and they, like, we are their last resorts. And in fact, I really love getting people in who are afraid of the woo-woo, who finally found their way to this, that they never even go for acupuncture or chiropractic, you know, and suddenly they find their way into our office. And then to watch the transformation that can occur when healings can occur in over the course of a session, or sometimes just in a few minutes within the session, it's profound. And one of the things that I love about this is that it opens up our perspective as practitioners to a much broader version of reality. I mean, I love that. And I think that sometimes when we get these very traditional people into the office and they have an experience, either, you know, multidimensional experience while lying on the table, sort of connecting with something they've never connected with before, or having their healing that's oh so obvious to them, and then they can't wrap their minds around it. And yes, scientists have been evaluating this in various ways. And for instance, with the 111 activation, we've got a study that we're about to start doing. And we've got some anecdotal evidence that this does shift the light in a person. But, you know, if you can't wrap your mind around it and it happens anyway, then, oh my goodness, there's a healing in and of itself. We've shifted our perspective on reality and opened to so much more. Sounds like we have a caller, Benny. Is that right?
Yep. Let's bring on Bonnie from Redmond.
Okay. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Christine.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
I recognize your voice.
Yes, I've been to your center many times.
Yes, yes. In fact, you've learned some of the modalities as well, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
So, Bonnie, what has your experience been with both the healing and the transformations, the 111 transformation, 111 activation and the 222 activation?
You said the word transformation. They both have been, they both transformed my life. The 111 activation was pretty profound. I had that done by Pinky, And afterward, I just felt this change in my life. I started to speak my truth more easily mm-hmm. and become a lot more authentic. And I'm the kind of person that kind of holds back a little bit mm-hmm. and kind of thinks in my head. But I noticed after the 111 activation, I was really able to say what I thought more easily. And this can go over as well for some people as others, but definitely.
Yeah, transformation can affect other people in your life,
yes,
can't it?
It can. Yeah. It can. But it was very freeing for me. And it was very subtle, and I noticed it over time. And I noticed it because people were actually pointing it out to me.
Right.
But when I looked back over a period of time, I thought, wow, I really am speaking my truth more easily, and it just feels really good. It just felt like I had a lot more clarity about situations in my life. So it was transformational for sure.
You know, what you just talked about, your experience with the 111 activation, most people who've had their 111 activation have reported exactly that, stepping into their authenticity and speaking their truth more. And it, you know, I think of these activations are as sort of a vibrational structure to create that helps a person stay in that state of perfection, so to speak, to help them remain connected to source. And people talk about getting more intuitive, but also sort of connecting more with their authentic self and speaking their truth. And yes, indeed, transformation does affect others. And that can have both a positive and a short-term negative ripple effect. But ultimately, it is a good thing when we are able to speak our truth and be who we truly are with another person. So, Bonnie,
you know, it's helped me.
You also had your 222 activation, correct?
I did, and you performed that for me.
Uh-huh.
And that was an amazing experience. I think it was even a stronger experience than the 111 activation for me. I just had this boost of energy. And actually, when I was on the table, I had this really amazing experience of spinning sensation. And I'm someone who likes that kind of sensation.
Right.
Actually love roller coasters and things like that. And the spinning sensation that just felt like I was energized. And it continued after I got up off the table and went back into my life. It continued for a long time. I'd say a couple weeks afterward, I've never felt as energetic probably in my entire life as I felt after that activation. And it's continued at a subtle level ever since. It's just really kind of opened everything up for me.
Mm-hmm.
It really helped me to really get into my heart more and feel things more, helped me be a little bit more mindful. It just kind of, everything looked brighter afterward. So it was really helpful to me.
That's great. Now, although you have trained to do this, you know, but the 111 and the 222,
mm-hmm.
that's not your profession. You're not a healer by profession, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm a marketing manager by profession.
Ah, so the people you work with have noticed a change in you, huh?
They definitely have. After I had the 222 activation, I went back into work. I had it on a Friday, went back into work the next week, and one of my coworkers said, "What did you do? You look so different. What did you do this weekend?"
Uh-huh.
And she goes, "You know, you're glowing." And I guess I look different to people. I definitely felt different. So it was pretty profound.
That's great. Well, thanks, Bonnie, for joining us today. And it's always a joy to connect with you, either in person or on the air. So thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Now, Bonnie was just talking about how she just felt, you know, people were talking about how she was glowing. And I think in terms of opening the flow of the blockages within us, and that can have a profound effect on people. Peggy, what's your perspective on how we come back into balance?
Well, I think, as I said earlier in the show, I think our systems are naturally designed to come back into balance.
Uh-huh.
And some of this work that we do, particularly I'm thinking with the 222 activation, really seems to get the flow moving, really seems to generate a really strong flow, which will right itself into balance. It, you know, just to bring that movement into the picture, I think naturally falls that way.
Right.
And we experience it in our lives in different ways. But, you know, energetically, we feel very, very much upright and, you know, energized and, you know, excited and, you know, reoriented, in, if you will.
Right. And, you know, people notice this. It was interesting when the other practitioners here came into the studio today, and Diana, she's at the front desk, and she's wonderful. She's a very high vibrational person. She's the one who answers the phones when you call into the office part of anything here at Sandusky Radio. Anyway, she said, "Oh my gosh, you guys are going to end up, how did she put it?
Levitating the studio,
you know?" People recognize it. They see light, or they feel it. They sense something different when you have that light flowing through you. And it's a wonderful thing because, you know, when you have more light flowing through you, when you are more open to that flow, not only do you get to step into your authenticity and connect with source, connect with your intuitive guidance better, connect with your heart better, it affects other people. You know, on a vibrational level, you are sort of bringing them back into balance and helping to encourage their system, so to speak, their energetic system, to open to the flow, to vibrationally entrain to that structure. And by the way, these structures, you know, when the 111 came through and the 222 came through, there are all these little pieces that you put together. And it wasn't until we began to put all the pieces together that we recognized that both with the 111 activation and the 222 activation, they both turn into this piece of sacred geometry that surrounds and permeates a person. And it's this beautiful thing. And I think of, you know, if you've ever like been on your path, you do a lot of meditating, you might do affirmations, visualizations, you might be, you know, going through counseling to clear out some of your emotional issues, but you're on your path. Well, then what happens is sometimes, you know, you haven't been around somebody for a very long time. Let's say you get yourself into a situation where, you're at a family dinner, you know, extended family dinner, and your uncle is pontificating about politics in a way that makes you want to just leave, but it's really starting to bug you. Why is that? Well, you know, we have this vibrational system that surrounds us and permeates us, and if somebody is like in our space, then it can affect it. So when I think about the 111 activation, the 222 activation, it's like creating these structures to give us more stability so that when we are interacting with situations like that, it kind of bounces off us. It doesn't come through the structure and affect our structure as much. In other words, it doesn't affect us on an emotional level quite as much, which is great because, you know, those people cutting you off in traffic can set you off. This helps to prevent those sorts of things from my perspective, my intuitive perspective. But we're going to talk more about healing and transformation when we return. This is Christine Upchurch. You're listening to The Christine Upchurch Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are giving birth today. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to ask that you submit a short story to make a difference in someone's life, someone that you care about, someone who could benefit from the care that Wellness One provides. And for that person, Wellness One is going to donate their services, not just to one person, but to several people over time. This decision will be based on the heartfelt sharing of what you write, on what you say that individual needs. They won't be sharing the story with anyone. It will be completely confidential. Dr. Thane, I would love for you to let folks know the best way to submit their story.
Go ahead and send it to my email. It's going to be Dr. Thane's DR, T is Tom, H A I N is Nancy, at Wellness One. That's WellnessOne.net.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
World-renowned numerologist and healer Joseph Gabby brings his transformative workshop to Seattle, March 1st to March 4th. Learn how to break through stagnation and procrastination. Immerse yourself in a higher understanding and awareness of the universe from a soul perspective. Discover numerology and psychocosmetic numerology as it relates to your life's path. To register, go to consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com. That's consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm Christine Upchurch, and I'm talking to MJ Edge, Katie Owen, and Peggy Snow, three bright lights who work in the quantum field to shift people and to allow healing and transformation to unfold in their lives. It's very powerful. And, you know, I think that there are a lot of people out there right now who are looking for something. Katie, what's your perspective on what's going on in the world and what you're seeing with your clients?
I think that with the things that are going on, you know, economically, politically, all the somewhat negative things that you see in the news, people are kind of afraid and they're wanting more. They're wanting to be released from this fear.
Uh-huh.
And so I think they're searching for new ways to do that. And I think that, you know, usually my clients have come, they've ended up with me because of something that resonated with them, something right. that they saw or heard. And it's like they just kind of fall in my lap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think that people are looking for something to help them transform. I think that if their lives aren't totally chaotic in some way, you know, with relationships or economics, job, they're experiencing some sort of inner chaos mm-hmm. and looking for something more. And from my perspective, as an energy healer, I think in terms of, you know, our body needs to be open to the flow of the energy, the flow of the light, that connection to source flowing through us. And oftentimes through, you know, our upbringing or through situations in our lives, it's almost like there's this big gray ball of energy that's stagnation. And what we do is we create in our lives stuff to bring it closer so it actually can break open that stagnation so that we can be open to the flow. So, you know, that toxic relationship that you've invited into your life inadvertently yet again that reminds you of the last toxic relationship or that health crisis that you're experiencing, it's all an invitation from the universe to heal. So, MJ, what are you seeing with your clients in terms of the shifts that they have on sort of an emotional and psychological and mental level?
And a lot of change with people on every level, it seems, physical, emotional, spiritual. People finding themselves wanting to be more whole, wanting to know that their long-held beliefs aren't necessarily, you know, holding true for them anymore.
Oh, that's yeah. a good one. Yes,
yeah, we... and then that shift, they're like, what else is there? And why am I feeling so discontented with everything that 6 months or a year or 5 years ago was fine?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's been a lot of that sort of stuff. And, you know, I had a woman a couple of weeks ago that after our session, which was really beautiful, she said, you know, I feel like I'm kind of more in my body. And, you know, over the few days afterwards, we spoke and she said, you know, I really feel like my feet are more my feet and my hands are more my hands. And I'm really in here again, where she felt like she'd been kind of floating out. You know, part of all this chaos that's going on in the world.
Right. And I think that there are a lot of people, MJ, who are also, they think that they need to transcend their bodies to be spiritual. But mm-hmm. it's really it's really backwards. We need to get more and more into our bodies because our bodies contain the information. It has the flow of energy and light from source flowing through us. So being spiritual, from my perspective, really is about integrating the mind, the body, and the spirit. And when you have that connection on the physical level, it actually allows us to sort of feel the spirit in a palpably physical, emotional, and mental, you know, way. It's like it's really, truly there. And so it is really important to be in our bodies. It's not something to get out of until it's your day to transition to the other side. So, Peggy, if you had one bit of inspiration to share very briefly with people, what would you like to share?
I guess I would say give yourself permission to explore.
Oh.
We tend to limit ourselves, you know, afraid of what others might think of us if we go towards this woo-woo thing. And, you know, there's no harm in exploring. There's so much more. And one of the things I've noticed with people is that they come away with an expanded notion of who they are, which unhooks from that brain freeze, maybe, on their pain, on their experience, and gives them possibilities, awakens them to the possibilities that are there.
That's beautiful. And yes, you know, I think that people often wait until their lives are in crisis in order to begin that exploration. That was me in spades, you know, when I faced my cancer crisis many years ago and doctors didn't have anything to offer me at the time and said, we'll eventually put you on chemo and keep you on chemo the rest of your life. That was my impetus for exploring. And that's how I ended up exploring and found a way to heal myself without any medical treatment. But it was great because it put me on my path. But we don't have to wait till we have that crisis. You know, if something doesn't feel quite right, even if it's chronic back pain that's not getting solved by your visits to the chiropractor, the massage therapist, or some emotional issue that keeps coming up in relationships, I think that it's very wise to explore, because by working in the field, we can facilitate changes that actually shift the vibration, which affects your physical, your mental, and your emotional reality and actually connects you to source more. It's a beautiful thing to witness. Well, my goodness, we are beginning to run out of time here. MJ, you're our wonderful craniosacral therapist. I've had the pleasure of having sessions with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It was really an honor.
And Katie, bright light that you are, spunky woman that you are, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Christine. It was really fun.
Great. And Peggy, I call her my better half at the center because she's also my office manager as well as a practitioner. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You know, I think that when we view things from like sort of a Newtonian physics perspective and from a medical model perspective, you know, it really limits things. And from some vantage point, from the human vantage point, it may seem like the things that we're talking about, working in the energy field, is kind of woo-woo. But I'm quite sure from a level that goes beyond our humanness, from a higher perspective, this stuff's all very scientific and it's not woo-woo at all. So I invite you, if you want to learn more, to go to our website. It's stellarreflections.com. And check out the services we have to offer, look at some of the testimonials that are on there, or give us a call. Our number at Stellar Reflections is 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. Now, I've got some announcements. I've got some things coming up. On March 3rd, this Sunday, I'm going to be speaking at the Northwest Women's Show. I'm going to be on a panel discussion about healing that's facilitated by Dr. Pat. And I'm excited about that because the women's show is fabulous. There's a lot of fun things to do. And check out the NWWomensShow.com if you want more information. And I hope to see you there. Also, March 16th, this is in my Evolution into Wholeness class series. This is a class that many, many, many people have been asking for. I call it the vibration of abundance. You know, as we've been talking about this, we are vibrational beings. What we attract into our lives is based on our vibration. And I've got some tips for people about how to shift their vibration to invite abundance into their lives, into their energetic field. And, you know, I've learned a lot about this over the years, but even some of the people who have read lots of the books say, oh my gosh, Chris, I have never heard that before. Thank you for sharing that with me. So this is a class you don't want to miss, March 16th at 1:30 in the afternoon at Stellar Reflections in the Seattle area. Again, if you want more information about the work that I do and the work of these three beautiful bright lights who've been with us today, go to stellarreflections.com. And you can also find us on Facebook, the Stellar Reflections page, and please also find your way to the Christine Upchurch Show page, which is new on Facebook. So let me know that you've been listening and like my page. We've also got a YouTube channel, Stellar Reflections. Thanks so much for joining us today. Next week, a great show. We've got Penny Pierce, author of Frequency. We're going to be speaking about the power of personal vibration.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.